You're gonna eat all of that?
I asked you if you wanted one.
All right, fine. I was just thinking that right now I could go for some orange or some sex. Thank you.
Is that how you react in an emergency?
It wasn't an emergency. The thing came out. Yeah. Want me to pick it up so you don't slip on it?
I was choking.
You were coughing. I mean, coughing's not choking. All right, I'm sorry. I guess I should have done more.
More than nothing, Ray?
Oh, come on. You're okay now. You don't gotta be mad at me, right? Muckluck.
You know, is it too much to ask for you to save my life once in a while? I mean, I think it's the least you could do around here.
Hey, come on. You know you can always count on me.
Oh, I can? When?
When it counts.
Face it, you're useless in an emergency.
This wasn't an emergency. You coughed, you went, pah, right? That's not choking.
Okay, and if I had been choking, what would you have done?
If you had really been choking, I'm sure that I would have known what to do.
Oh, it would come to you, just like that?
Yeah, yeah, like the grandma who suddenly can lift the truck off the grandson.
Okay, grandma, what would you do?
I would have done the maneuver thing.
Yeah, how do you do the maneuver thing?
You get around behind them and you... Listen, my specialty happens to be mouth to mouth.
Robert, can you do the Heimlich maneuver?
Of course. Why? What's the problem?
Nothing. All right. Relax, Sergeant Showoff. Everything's fine.
Yeah, no thanks to Ray.
You were choking?
No.
Yeah, and he just sat there.
Well, he's never been good in an emergency.
Unless you can hear TV during your emergency, then he's your man.
Hey, the chips weren't down.
Don't worry, Deb. Your family. I'm watching out for you.
Thanks, Robert.
Oh, please.
You know that a person can perform the Heimlich maneuver on themselves if they have to?
Yeah? You better show me how.
I hear you. Okay. You want to use the chair, right?
Yes.
You just kind of over on the shoulder.
I hear you, too. Yeah. Hey, Robert, there's another maneuver you can perform on yourself. Hey, Emma.
Hello, Raymond. You want something to eat?
No, I'm not hungry.
You'll have a sandwich.
Well, let me get that for you. There you go.
Thank you. Actually, I had just closed it.
All right, maybe I'll just hang out here for a little while. Oh, celebrate with celery. Thanks.
What's wrong, Raymond? What did she do?
Nothing. She's mad at me. She was eating an orange and she started coughing. But not big coughing, you know? And I guess I should have done something or something.
Is that what she said?
No. She said she was choking and I should have saved her life.
Well, you know, Raymond, I've always found Deborah to be very demanding.
You know, so I didn't know the exact right thing to do at that particular moment. I'm still, you know, right?
What, Dee?
Well, like in an emergency situation, you'd still want me around, right?
What kind of emergency?
I don't know. I save you from something. A flood, a fire.
Are there other people around?
Oh, come on, Ma.
Well, no, it's just that when it comes to acting under pressure, you're not exactly... You know, but Robert happens to be very capable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that's his job. He's had training.
Even before the training.
All right, let's say Robert's not here. He's giving CPR to a kitten, okay? Then you want me.
Is your father available?
What?
Oh, listen, say what you will about him. When it comes to something like this, he can be very impressive. I mean, he's a fighter. He's got that inner rage. Actually, he's just looking for an excuse to use it.
And you like that. You're the one always complaining that he isn't sensitive enough.
Yeah, but you just don't want sensitive. I mean, sensitive doesn't scare off a burglar or a peeping Tom.
That's a big problem around here, is it?
How long does it take to make a friggin' sandwich?
You can't rush the love, Frank.
He's not the only fighter, okay, Ma? I'm tough, too.
Chair?
I'm tough when the chips are down.
What are you talking about? Marie, chips.
I'm talking that I'm tough.
Tough to resist.
Yeah, you're tough.
Yeah, what of it?
All right, let's go.
What?
Come on, big shot, arm wrestle.
Oh, Frank, take your elbow off the table.
Relax, you can have winners. Come on, I'm waiting, Sadie.
Hey, look, I'm not arm wrestling you, okay? You maniac, I don't have anything to prove.
Well, then that proves something, doesn't it?
Don't listen to him. Don't. Listen to him. You're a sweet boy, and that's what you do.
I'm not sweet.
All right, don't get upset. What I meant to say is that you're sweet, but you're also manly. You're a strapping, virile man.
Said his mommy.
I'm not only his mommy, Frank. I'm also a woman.
Oh, God.
And you always do things like that. I remember you getting in fights all the time.
Getting picked on, you mean? A wedgie is not a fight.
You remember that boy who was bothering you and you walloped him?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Robert's friend, Albert Gomez. Mm-hmm.
How old was this bruiser? 10?
For your information, Dad, I was 10, okay? He was 12 and a half.
Ooh.
He called me Big Nose Barone, and I said, stop. He said, okay, BNB. I knew what that meant. Yeah. So I punched him in the stomach, and he went down like a sack of doorknobs. Yeah. Wasn't Big Nose Barone anymore. It was Super Punch.
And you don't have a big nose, do you? It's perfect for your face.
It's perfect for two faces. Oh.
All right, Dad. Huh? Knock it off.
Easy there, Super Punch.
Yeah. What do they call you, huh? Super Punch?
I'm right here.
All right, let's go.
Oh, come on. I don't like that. Stop it. And not on my egg salad.
Ready?
Go.
I'm just playing with you.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
3, 2, 1. What did you expect, kid? It's my TV arm.
You're a bully, Frank.
Come on, 2 out of 3. Oh, my funny bone.
Frank, see the tick there? He's hurt.
I'll take his sandwich, too.
Hey, Nemo, you know what to do if somebody's choking?
Change to special.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, you were late. We ordered pizza with jalapenos. Deal with it.
Yeah. Well, you wear the uniform everywhere now?
I'm on a lunch break. They make us wear these for work. What's with you?
Nothing. You're a bad brother.
Hey, don't say that. A brother is a friend given by nature.
All right, look, Raymond's mad at me because I showed Deborah the Heimlich maneuver.
Is that a euphemism?
You don't come into my house and try to show me up in front of my wife.
He let her almost choke to death.
Well, that's not right.
She was coughing on a piece of fruit. Only thanks to his Boy Scout, she thinks I'm useless now.
I'd rather be a Boy Scout than a Girl Scout.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I'll take a box of Thin Mints, sweetie.
That's funny. What does that mean?
What you want to drink, Ray?
I'll have a Coke.
You want to arm wrestle for it?
That's good. That is good.
Dad had me page the work.
Did he tell you that he cheated, huh? He was using his whole body, not to mention his breath.
Dad's a real man. He does what it takes to get the job done.
I get the job done.
Oh, we're getting some conflicting reports. Apparently, you're weaker than a feeble old geezer, and you almost lost your bride to an orange.
Yeah, all right, just shut up.
Come on, Ray. Our bodies are covered with hair for a reason.
To nauseate your fellow diners?
Yes, we're supposed to be men. And Ray, as your friend, I can honestly say, unless you can provide for and protect your woman, you should get out of the way and give me a shot.
All right.
Look, come on. Deborah would never go for you.
Oh, and who would she go for? You?
I don't even think that's a question.
Would you both shut up?
I'm serious. My legs are taller than you.
Oh, yeah? You're a real man? Check this out. I shaved an hour ago.
Again with the hair? What else you got?
All right, Raymond, who would Deborah pick first? Huh? Me or Gianni?
Whoa!
Hey, I'm not necessarily out of this.
If Raymond goes, I'm the brother. I get her. It's in the Bible.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Look, would everybody just leave Raymond alone? He's obviously sensitive. And at the end of the day, that's what the lady's like.
Andy, at the end of the day, you have to blow up your lady.
I do fine with the women. They find me cuddly and cute, and when they poke me in the belly, I go, hee-hee-hee-hee. What'd you think, I wasn't gonna back it up? Don't listen to them, Raymond. You are not useless. Guys like us don't have to get caught up in these stereotypical gender roles where the man has to take care of the woman.
Okay, thank you, Andy, but you're really not helping me with the me to you comparison, okay? I don't want to be taken care of.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just noting the irony in your statement in the light of the fact that you live across the street from your mother.
What are you talking about? You lived there for 35 years.
Lived, past tense. I am now miles away from them. 1.38 miles.
Yeah, you're the person I should be taking advice from, Robert.
Look, we're just trying to help you out here, Raymond, but you gotta bring something to the table. Now, Andy, he's cute and squishable. Gianni is hairy and scary. And I happen to be the perfect amalgam. You heard me? Amalgam. You're neither here nor there.
Yeah, okay, look, I don't have to defend myself to you idiots. I'm not the perfect man, but I'm pretty sure I'm the only one sitting here who has a woman.
For now.
Aha. Very funny, cousin Ed. Never happens to like the fact that I have just the right amount of hair in just the right amount of places.
Oh, I'm sure that was a comforting last thought before she blacked out. Raymond's body's so smooth. Like a hairless cat.
Bye.
Hey, come on. Where you going?
coming.
Yeah, I'm going home to my wife, okay? My wife, all right? And everything is fine in my house. Happen to be all the man she needs. Anytime, anywhere. Hey there, Slim Fast. Oh, give me those bags. Here.
It's okay, I got them.
No, let me take them. Let me take them.
Yeah,
I want them. No. Where'd they go?
Right here.
All right. Anything else?
No. What are you doing?
I was taking care of a few things. You know, I checked the smoke detectors. I changed the light bulb, squashed a bug. Made a crackling noise. Didn't bother me. Yeah. What else? Any bags left in the car?
Uh-uh.
Hey, how's the car driving? You want me to pop the hood and check under the thing?
No, the car is really fine. Where's the ketchup? Oh, come on. I know I bought ketchup. I bet they didn't put it in a bag.
Those sons of bitches. I'm going to go down there.
Whoa. Wait. Found it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, because I go down there, I come back with two ketchups.
You okay?
Yeah. Everything's cool. You know, just taking care of things.
All right.
What are you doing?
Just gonna put the stool
down. No, 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 I'll take it.
I got it, honey.
No, you don't have to carry it.
Ow!
What?
Splinter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Splinter. No, I can do that.
What? What's the matter with you?
You got a splinter. I'm on it.
Yeah, that's okay. I can get it out.
No, let me. No, look, don't worry. Everything's under control. I'm here, okay? Tweezers, where are the tweezers?
They're over there. Okay. What are you doing?
Just calm down. Where are the tweezers?
Right there.
Okay, got them.
Ow, you're hurting
me. No, don't worry, I can do this.
No, listen, I can get it out, okay?
Will you let me do it, please?
Honey,
no, I happen to be good at this. Please, will you stop it? Now stop it. Sit down.
You're freaking me out.
The chips are down here. Come on. Please stop it.
What?
Chips are down.
You're a man by taking my splinter out?
Just admit it that you need me. Give me the splinter.
Wait, get off of me. What are you doing?
Give me the splinter. Stop it.
I'll get the tweezers.
Please. I'm trying to help you. Come on, just give me the tweezers. Stop it.
Honey, it's the wrong hand.
Stop struggling. You got me all turned around here. Just relax.
Your knee is in my rib.
It's okay.
Just stop it for a minute. Just one minute.
What?
Look, I know what you're trying to do, but you don't have to do it. I mean, I think I overreacted yesterday. And I'm sorry if I did, honey.
No, you didn't. I should have done something. I screwed up.
No, you didn't. No, honey, I think you're a wonderful husband.
No, you don't.
No, yes, I do. You're a good man. Come here. Can I get up now?
I gotta get that splinter.
Oh, honey, please.
I'm getting it. It's
hurting me!
Got it! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, you picked the wrong guy's wife to go into, Splinter! And stay out! Look at the size of that.
Thanks, Ray.
Look, you see? Goes one way and it juts another way. That's why it was hard to rip out of you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Where are you going?
I gotta go get a Band-Aid now because it's bleeding.
Oh, there is blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all right? Yeah. You want me to help you?
No. All right. Fine. Okay.
All right. I'm right here if you need me. I don't like blood.
Thank you.
then the beautiful princess said, "Oh, brave and handsome knight, thank you for taking that painful wooden spike out of my hair." "I will marry you. I'm lucky to marry you." And the townspeople rejoiced, except for the giant, evil, cowardly brother, who was banished from the kingdom forever and had to live 1.38 miles away.
My hero.